Welcome, welcome to Your Aunties Can Never. This is where your favourite aunties get together and talk about what's happening in the social media streets. For those that don't know, let me reintroduce myself. I'm All Things Sugar and Shay Sade.
Hey!
And I'm here with...
I'm Farah, the fabulous, the funny, the resident Caribbean queen. But I'm not the only Caribbean in the house because we have...
Auntie Marianne Sunshine, I'm here this week as well, again.
Obviously, you know, AK and Nana are still away. So we've got a very speedy episode for you today, and we're going to get straight into things. We've got Enemy of Progress, where we throw people who we don't like anymore into the bin. We've got Welcome to the Family, where we shine a light on people that are doing amazing things. And of course, we've got some juicy, juicy dilemmas. So should we start, ladies?
Let's start.
Okay, cool. So who's up first?
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Shall we start there?
I'm going to welcome Miss Diane Abbott. We have spoken about what happened to her in the press recently. I'm sure everybody knows about that. But last Friday, there was a rally held for her in Hackney, at Hackney Town Hall. Thousands of people attended and I was there, and it was a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. Jeremy Corbyn was there. Jeremy Corbyn spoke. It was so well attended that like all my contemporaries on Twitter was there, and I never saw any of them. There were so many people there.
Oh, amazing.
Diane came. The press was there. They interviewed her. Diane came and she spoke. One of the chants was, "You mess with Diane, you mess with us."
Ugh, there was I love it.
That was beautiful. And I'm just happy that she was there and she got to see all the love she had and all support she had after all the abuse that she suffered and after the Labour Party and the Conservative Party both said that we should just move on from what happened to her. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful atmosphere. I'm just glad that she got to see that she's loved, and if she stands as an independent, she might win.
I think she should stand as an independent.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Go on, stand on your own.
Yeah, black women come together, they do amazing things. Absolutely love that.
Facts.
Enemy of Progress.
It seems like Tiffany left the space in the bin for her compadre.
Yes.
So the compadre is Floyd Mayweather. Mm. Yeah. So he decided that he was going to go on a propaganda paid tour of Israel. So he's on this tour in Israel and he gets gifted, a number of very, very lavish gifts. He gets a kippah, a diamond encrusted one. Mm-hmm. He gets a diamond encrusted Star of David necklace. It looks like, imagine like the big Rockefeller thing, but it's got the Star of David instead. He gets that. He gets gifted like a bunch of other awards, one of which was dropped into him at a party via drone.
Oh no.
Disgusting. Via drone. Oh. And in the packaging that it was in was kind of like almost like a parachute kind of thing. It was like in the poorest of tastes, very suspect. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a story behind that fucking drone. Mm-hmm. So not only was he there doing this nonsense, he also took to socials to basically say like, I support them, they're going to win, we're all winners. Let's promote peace, not hate. Let's promote peace, not hate. You've gone to a country that you know what they're doing.
Right.
Let's promote peace, not hate. And you cleverly took off your comments because you know that what you were doing was fuckeries. One of the things that I really, really found diabolical was the fact that he took a picture with, in the backdrop, was the mosque that currently, during Ramadan, Muslims who are in Jerusalem and coming from other areas are not able to enter this mosque, one of the holiest sites for their religion, and actually not just their religion, but they're not able to enter this area because the Israeli IDF army are stopping them from entering there. And he just happened to have this in the background while he was being gifted by the Israelis.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So Floyd, you are in the bucket. You actually become the bucket. You are a bucket. And you are diabolical, and we do no longer accept you amongst us. And I know that we kind of didn't already because you're questionable.
Yeah.
But this on you sells your soul. He's selling his soul. You know, there's no amount of money in the world that should make you do that sort of thing.
Not at all. I can't believe that. Do you know what I mean? Like, he would allow himself, and even his team would allow him to be used for this type of propaganda. Like, I just think it's just so disgusting.
You know why though, right? He's broke. That man is broke. I've heard people say, no, he's got money, he's a billionaire. He's broke. Yeah. He needs the money.
It's giving broke vibes.
So when you're broke, anybody can purchase you. and you'll purchase your soul.
Do you know what? He's probably sold himself to a lot of very, very powerful people. Mm. And yeah. he's probably got told, you better go and do this.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that he didn't get gifted to do it, but you've sold your soul. You had no choice. You couldn't turn this down.
Mm.
He's like, oh, on my world tour, this is my next stop. And they've been teaching me about their history. He actually said that in one of his
posts. He said that?
They've been teaching me. Bit like Tiffany
Haddish. But literally
Haddish,
what Tiffany Haddish said the same thing.
They get a script, innit? You're in the bin.
Whoever's organising these, just stop. We don't want to see any more celebrities go in there during this time.
There will be like, more people will sell their soul, trust me. And I think boycott every single one of them.
Mm.
Every single one of them. We know what they're doing. We know what the propaganda's about. Boycott every single one of them.
And you lot are dumb because the people that you're picking, no one celebrates them.
Right. So,
literally.
Like,
yeah.
Bottom tier.
Bottom.
You know what I mean?
Bottom.
Seriously. Disgusting. Okay, guys. As we said, it's a quick one today.
Quick things.
So we are going straight. Quick things. We're going straight into dilemmas now. So first of all, I'm actually going to start off with a quick social dilemma.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, what's the minimum amount of money a man should have in his bank account when he's going to propose or before proposing?
Proposing to me?
Yeah.
Couple mil at least.
Oh, wow.
Yeah?
Couple mil at least. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yes. You're in agreement.
I mean.
Couple
I mean.
Mil. So if you met the man of your dreams, if you met the man of your dreams now, yeah.
Yeah.
You would say no to him if he didn't have a couple mil.
He wouldn't be my dreams if he didn't if he was broke.
She took.
I not dream about broke men, babes.
Money don't buy you love.
No, of course
not. He buys a lot of things.
Yeah, it does, and I feel like I'm not saying that you should be totally focused on money. Of course,
no,
I don't think you should be materialistic at all, and I think that you definitely need to prioritize things like kindness and generosity and do you know what I mean, like just having common sense, like, you know, do you know what I mean,
literally. Right,
you know,
because common sense isn't very common.
Exactly. So I feel like you should definitely do those things, but as well as, do you know what I mean, being able to provide as well. Yeah. I'm a bit of a traditionalist like that. I really want people to stop, you know, coming for people who think like me.
You want the big ring that's like Mount Everest and to never work again.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
what you want.
Yes.
Okay, so for me, mm-hmm. I feel like you got to match me or be better. But not, I don't need millions. Mm-hmm. But I can't be doing better than you. And that's just in life.
Yeah.
Because, I just can't. Because I've spent too long trying to get myself out of many a hole.
Exactly.
To help get out of yours at this age. I'm like a big grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to, I'm not your mom. I don't want to do them things.
Exactly.
I do want a partnership. So that's important for me.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying I can't be doing, we've got to be on a level. We've got to come at this at the same level, or you can be better than me, or you know what I mean? Or we can grow together. That's what we can do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not about a certain amount of money. I just don't want to look after no man.
Yeah.
That's it.
There's that.
I'm looking after nobody, Pinkney.
That's it.
That's it. I feel it. I feel it.
Jeez.
Okay, cool. So next dilemma.
Okay, cool.
Okay, right. Let me do this one first.
Go on then.
So, my brother's a waste man and I don't know how to fix him. Oh my God. I need help. My older brother, 43, he's divorced, has two baby mothers, four kids, and he's beefing with all of them. Jeez. 2 years ago, he said that he had to, he had to move back to our parents because his ex kicked him out. He got a decent job and makes good money, but he's a tight ass and lazy, so he won't move out. My parents need to kick him out, but he's their only son, so they spoil him and cuss him to me and my sisters. The last straw was our family's New Year's Eve gathering. I'm the baby of the family. I'm 26. And at the gathering, my brother moved to two of my friends. Oh, my God. One of them is my close friend. The other is a friend of a friend. And guess what? He managed to sleep with both of them.
What?
What?
Your friends are hoes.
What?
That's harsh.
Okay.
Nah, man.
Brother's a hoe.
Okay. Reality. Yeah, brother's clearly a hoe.
Okay.
But you know.
Okay, there's
he's
more.
He's a bit of a pervy hoe.
There's more. Now, everyone in my friendship group is chatting about my brother like he's some bait pervy uncle. I'm so embarrassed. I had to turn my notifications on off. Oh my God. I sent him a voice note of how I felt, and he sent me back laughing emojis and told me to grow up and stay out of big man business. And I should be thanking him for showing me that my girls are hoes.
What?
Oh my God. My sisters are staying out of it and my parents don't know. What should I do? Oh,
tell mummy.
For real.
Tell mummy and daddy.
For real.
Nasty man.
Hold on. Like, oh my God. I this is wild. Like, I'd have to fully cuss my brother out for this.
Mm.
Because it's like, you're mocking me. I'm coming to you and I'm being like, you fucked my friends.
Mm.
And you're sending me laughing emojis.
She is providing free vagina for her brother.
But he's dirty.
Literally.
He's 43 years
and
old.
And her friend, I'm assuming her friend, she's 26, I'm assuming her friend's around the same age. She's literally providing free young vagina for her brother. That's why he's laughing. It was too easy.
Oh, no, he's rude.
He lives back with his parents. So all he had to do was come downstairs from his bedroom. And he got two quick tings one time, just got back to his room.
I'm not going to lie.
Friends are nasty.
I would lock him off.
Lock them bitches off.
No, I mean, the friends, it's out of the question. Like, do you know what I mean?
Lock them bitches off.
What are you actually doing?
I mean, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Right, let's just play devil's advocate.
Okay.
So don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. If my brother's a hoe, I'm probably going to tell my friends, like, my friends are going to know boundaries, innit? Mm-hmm. Like, don't fuck my people, them. Because when the shit hits,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't want to hear
they should
it.
Already know this.
If the shit hits the fan, it's going to be difficult, and me and you probably ain't going to be able to chat no more because that's family, innit?
Yeah.
That's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
So straight away, don't bang my brother, okay? However, he could have been giving them the sweetest talk. They could have been in, they see him all the time. He is 43. He's considerably older than them. Mm-hmm. He's got a good job. He could have taken them out. I don't know. Like, so I just feel is dodgy.
Hello.
Mm.
He lives at home with his mother.
And dad.
He but lives you know, he at home with his parents.
He could be giving it the, oh, this is.
But guys, he's got two baby mothers, four kids. That like none of your friends need to be sleeping with them.
None
at all. Like it's just gross.
I'd cuss my friend though. I would. That's what I'm saying. They're hoes.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think they're hoes. I've given them the benefit. I don't.
They both slept with her brother.
They might not know.
Both slept with her brother.
They might not know.
The thing is, the
group chat knows.
Everybody knows. The one that's a close friend, wild. Absolutely wild.
Absolutely wild.
Absolutely wild. Because I shouldn't have to tell you not to sleep with my brother. And if I am telling you not to sleep with my brother, then I already have an underlining thing that I don't think that you know boundaries. That like, do you know what I mean?
Very true.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I forgot that bit. That got lost in the sauce for me. It's true. Close friend, you know, innit?
Yeah.
You should already know this.
And also, if you're close friend, that means that you've seen.
Yeah.
Because you didn't come round yesterday. So you know that he's a hoe.
You know that he's got four kids. Doing? You know he's got two baby mothers.
Exactly.
You know his age.
What if she don't care?
Like, exactly. Because she
wants to get
right. Her. Because
but then,
she's
yeah.
Right.
Then what she say? She's
does
like,
that make her a hoe though?
Hell yeah.
What if it was just like easy local dick?
I mean, not my brother. Local dick from my brother. No.
Her brother needs. Disgusting. I'm telling mum and dad though because.
He's a bum.
Honestly,
he's a whole bum.
A family meeting, definitely call it a family meeting. I'm telling everybody everything. We're airing it all out.
Yeah.
And then I might not speak to him for 10 years.
Yeah, for real.
He's a bum.
And I'm never bringing any of my friends around.
He didn't even put any effort into that. He just went downstairs and just got two gal and
went. Even get dressed.
Hey, bro.
So this one is from Six Brown Chicks and they have the wildest.
Oh my God.
When I say like they're wilder than the wildest beer outside, that's how wild these fucking dilemmas are that come to them, yeah?
We have to brace ourselves.
You have to brace.
Okay.
Hold on
my
to your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And inhale, clutch your pearls.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Clutch them. Clutch your pearls.
I'm clutching.
Okay, you ready?
Manana pearls.
Clutch where your pearls would be. Because the dilemmas that come to these six brown chicks is my gosh. Anywho.
Okay.
Right. I take my girl to work every day. My girl's boss has been hitting on me. She promised me a lunchtime quickie.
Mm?
I wanted oral sex too. We got a hotel room and when I undressed, she nearly jumped across the room in horror.
Oh.
I expected that reaction. I developed a patch of black moles on my inner thighs that surrounded my penis. The moles looked like a cluster of raisins.
Oh, God.
I call the moles my little ladybugs.
Oh, my God.
Women don't want to put their face anywhere near it.
Oh, my God.
I tried to educate them by telling them that my moles are not contagious. I don't think they are anyway. But no one wants to hear it. My girl has never given me oral sex, and I can't find a clean sex worker who would try to please me. And my girl's boss said,
"What's happening?
Janice fucks you with all that going on? She's nasty. You need to see a doctor." She got dressed and left. I think she'll tell the others about what happened, and it may get back to Janice. What do I do?
I'm not old enough to hear this shit.
First of all, sir, you need to go to a doctor. Let's just start there, because you don't know if what you have is contagious. So before you start labelling them ladybugs, go figure out what it is, because that's disgusting.
That sounds
they're
contagious.
Not ladybugs.
It does.
That sounds contagious.
It sounds like they're growing. Maybe they're multiplying.
So vomit. So disgusting.
And he has and he's got a girlfriend.
Even his girlfriend won't go there.
She's sleeping.
But she's still with him. Well, she ain't giving him oral. She's probably still sitting on top of it.
Oh, yeah, not so my skin disgusting. Touching that.
We can't even go in the same bathroom. We're not sharing a bed. Do you know what I mean? This is not happening.
You need to go to a hospital.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't come round me until that's not round there. I'm not on it. I'm not on it, and I'm not getting on it.
Nah.
And let's address the fact that you were willing to grind your girlfriend's flipping boss during lunchtime
with potential genital warts.
Just infect the whole workplace.
You feel like it's okay to call them my little ladybugs, and you're trying to educate people.
Like pet names.
Pet names for your warts.
Pet names for your diseases.
Oh.
That is so gross. They're not ladybugs. They are ladybug. Because anyone that does that is bugging out. So imagine that though.
Nah, like brother.
Dexter's making an appearance again. Dexter's here every week. Dexter takes off his clothes and that's what he looks like.
No. Thank you. No. Exit.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And then he's worried, she might tell people about my ladybugs.
He's taking off his clothes and showing people.
First of all, you're a cheater.
Yeah.
Cheater.
And then you're... Sorry.
No. He's clearly got things going on.
That's nasty. It's nasty.
She might well sack your girlfriend.
I know, isn't it? I would.
She's contagious.
Because she's never going to share a cup with her. She's a provided clean man for her boss.
She's never going to share a cup with her. She's never going to sit in the same place. She's never going to use the toilet after her.
Your boss is trifling, though.
Literally.
Your boss is actually trifling.
Your boss is out of order.
Because what are you doing? You're taking a piss.
This is why I don't bring no man to my work.
Trying to fuck your boyfriend. That's crazy.
And the only reason she did it
is because of that.
The ladybugs.
Oh my God.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, she's wild too.
Can't make it up. Jeez.
My God.
Okay, Marianne, what have you got?
So gross.
My boyfriend's squatting.
Oh.
Oh.
God.
That one needed to.
Yeah. So I kind of live with my boyfriend of 2 years and he won't help me pay the rent.
Okay.
We have 2 children between us from previous relationships. We got together quickly and after a month and a half, he basically moved in. He stays most nights but refuses to contribute to any rent or bills. And when I bring it up, he says his ex-girlfriends destroyed him financially. Lord Jesus. Mm-mm. And he blamed her for not being able to pay. I can't help but feel he's a tenant in my home. He doesn't pay rent even though he works full time. He leaves me to do the grocery shopping and only occasionally buys milk. Am I overreacting or is this unfair? Girl.
This is deep.
Why are the locks not changed?
Bro.
Why is he there?
Two years.
Why have you got him around your child?
2 years.
Do you know what? I watched a podcast. I think it was Chucky's podcast. And you know what he said? Women inadvertently house rough sleepers. Does this not sound like...
Wait, I'm sure Wait. You said a name for this.
Homosexuals.
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 Does this not sound like a rough sleeper to you?
Right.
Oh, my God.
You're not out of money. He's not, but he
but
worked.
He's got a
job. What are you doing with money?
But he, no. Do you
What's
know what?
He, doing?
He says he works full time.
It's true.
Real, you know.
It's true.
Because it's been 2 years and he ain't paid no rent.
All he's doing
he only buys milk. What does he do with his money?
Maybe a gambler. Or something.
Maybe he's a gambler. Anyway, I don't even care. You just need to come out of my yard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got 1 month to not pay no bills in my house. 2 years, my girl?
The thing is, I don't even know.
You
know when you're young, I understand how that can happen. How someone just ends up living with you. Because... Mm-hmm. I can't lie, when I was young, I was very young. This is like fresh hostel life.
Yeah.
Like, I had a boyfriend.
Mm.
He would stay, and then he stayed, and then he was living with me. I don't ever remember having a conversation where he was like, let's move in together.
Mm.
No, it was just like, all your clothes are here now, and you stay here. And then it was like, my mum's renting her yard. I got nowhere else to go. And then 6 years went by.
Jeez. Six.
Girl.
Seriously.
So I get, but that's like young age.
Yeah.
At grown ass age with children, he's got to go. What is that showing your child as well? Nah, he's got to go. He's buying milk occasionally. Occasionally.
I even like milk.
Better be oat.
Not even a bottle of rum.
Not even Prosecco or nothing.
Do you know what I mean? To drown your sorrows with.
You will be a selfish kind of man to be living in a woman's yard and not pay and contribute. Like, honestly.
But they will do it if you allow it.
True. Yeah.
They will do it if you allow it. They're homosexuals.
He's like buying properties and stuff like that on the side. I bet his bank account is.
He's probably got a next gal that he's spending all the money on because he can live in her house rent free.
Do you know what? And she did say he stays over most nights. She didn't say all nights. So where's he on the other nights that he's not there?
God.
Yeah,
damn.
Bro.
Change those locks. Leave his bags outside the door. That's
you need to call it a day.
Wow.
You actually need to
Your
call
bags
it a day.
Are outside. If I was you, I'd come and get them. Because, you know,
ladies, stop bringing these men to your yard.
Yeah.
If they don't have their own yard, just dump them. See, this is why they need 2 mil in their bank account before they chat to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why that you end up like that.
This is another one from them six brown chicks, right?
Okay.
Okay. Are you not ready?
The six brown chicks are wild, though.
They're fucking wild.
Freaking wild.
They make me open my mouth wide.
Like,
because I'm like, what is going on? Because every line, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right.
Okay, go for it.
My wife's friend, Bridget, overdosed while we were in bed.
Oh.
I was behind her doing my thing and she slumped forward.
Hmm?
I finished, laid on her for a while, but she didn't move. I called 911 and tried to leave before the ambulance arrived, but they arrived quick as fuck. Bridget survived. And because of her near-death experience, she apologized to my wife for sleeping with me. Bridget then went on Snapchat and announced that she's turning over a new leaf because of my killer pipe.
Oh, okay.
Because of my killer pipe and it almost took her out. She said, these N-words will fuck you to death. Y'all, they the devils.
Sorry.
Y'all, they the devils.
Not the devils.
Bridget is blaming her near-death experience on karma for sleeping with me. And not the fact that she was high on heroin, which is why she's wrecking my family home. Why is she wrecking my family home? Can I sue her for distress?
Jesus Christ.
I'm traumatized. My wife is embarrassed and doesn't want me around. I don't deserve this.
Bro.
What?
Bro. Number one, you tried to sneak out before the ambulance came.
I swear that's manslaughter.
That's got to be a manslaughter charge.
It's got to be a crime. It's a crime.
Oh, that's manslaughter.
Leaving the scene of the crime.
I mean?
Yes.
What the heck? Bro.
Man tried to sneak out before the ambulance came.
Nah. Waste.
Wow.
And he's playing the victim. He's actually saying, why is Bridget wrecking his home? Can he sue her? So he wants to sue the woman that he left for dead.
Your wife's bridging that you were banging.
He's saying the wife is embarrassed and she doesn't want me around. No
well,
shit, fucking
you
Sherlock.
Fucked her friend.
You know what I mean? sir, give your wife some space, sir. Give her some space.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because this is crazy. And like, was the girl doing heroin by herself?
Clearly not.
Do you know what I mean? So you've got bigger problems.
But you know what? It's not funny.
You've got a story to tell.
You know?
No, it's not funny.
Don't do crack.
But he lied down. He lied on top of her before.
He said she slumped over and then he finished.
So he didn't. She wasn't. maybe she wasn't even fully conscious. You see, men,
so she weren't making no noise and she weren't moving.
They're so dirty,
my guy.
And then he finished and laid on top of her for a while.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
So disgusting.
Nah, this is all types of wrong. You need help. You need rehab.
He's lucky she's alive.
You need help.
Yeah, he's lucky she's alive.
You need to go and speak to a therapist. Then you need to go and be saved and repent your sins for the rest of your life.
Not be saved. The chair will
fall on his head.
He needs to be saved.
I think he needs deep work. Deep internal
he needs
work.
Deep water.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. I'm wondering about your wife. Wow. Leave your wife alone.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah, stay away from your wife.
Oh my God.
Seriously. Okay, we could probably do one more.
That's why people are single, you know.
Let me see. Okay, so again from Six Brown Chicks. Wild. Okay, I asked my boss for a raise after 5 years and he revealed that he was selling the company and my entire department would be dissolved. I convinced two of my female co-workers to accept their buyout bonus. They fired all of us, pull their money and invest into the van life with me. Okay, van life is a thing, right? People go live in caravans and travel the country and stuff. Like, I expected that we'll travel the West Coast, make great social media content, go viral, and turn our YouTube views into dollars. Okay. I envisioned travel, sunshine, freedom, but we got no toilets, no showers, frequent robberies.
I can't lie.
Fucking hell.
That's where my head went.
We didn't earn a penny on YouTube. One female got a new boyfriend and brought him along for security. And apparently, we've all been sleeping with him on the low.
God.
I thought it was just me.
Why are people so free with their vagina?
We're all pregnant.
What?
Everyone is hiding morning sickness. And I think it's time we sat down and discussed our van babies. How do I do this without losing my van mates? I can't afford to continue this van life alone.
Wait.
Advice. Hashtag pregnant in LA.
Wait.
I need a do-over.
They're your sister wives. Let's call it what it is. They are your sister wives.
They're your sister wives.
What in the world?
Because what do you mean?
That's crazy.
Is there only one man on the van?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Bomba red.
I bet if you posted that on YouTube, you'd make some money now, though.
Oh, they're about to make a whole leap of money, bro.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. That is how you turn it around.
They're about to make a whole leap of money, literally.
Pitch it.
Hey, the story.
There you go.
Put the family on YouTube. Put the nighttime activities on OnlyFans. You're going to make a whole heap of money.
Win, the van wives.
You're going to make a
whole heap of
money.
You're going to make a whole heap of money.
How is my guy?
She said, I thought it was only me. Fucking my brethren's man.
They're all donuts. They're actually all donuts. And also, this guy is audacious because you're sleeping with all of them in one single tiny van.
In a van.
So where's everybody else when this is going on? I was like, where's everybody else? Are they just quiet? What's happening?
Mate, it must be when they... Because I think sometimes they'll go and park somewhere and live there for a bit, like by a lake or something. Like I see.
I live a very sheltered life.
Well, I was just about to say how they're going to pay for their babies, but they're going to put this shit on YouTube.
I mean,
yeah. It's about to blow up.
I would watch it.
Mm. I'm not watching it. Not encouraging that behaviour. What's wrong with y'all, man?
You are cheating.
I am not watching that. My gosh.
We're going to wrap it up there.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything that they want to spotlight
before
we go?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I would like to spotlight, drum roll please, us.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! I want to spotlight us because we appeared in The Independent, y'all. Yes, The Independent. Mm-hmm. They did an article on us and it was like 6 podcasts to listen to. And we were number two
out
of 6 podcasts to listen to in The Independent.
Yep.
And the picture that they chose to use for the article was of us.
I was in it. I was in it too.
And so was Nikki.
Yes, it means so much to us because it's nearly our 4-year anniversary. Yes. It's International Women's Month, and we have been doing the damn thing.
Yes, you know, you have consistently over time,
bringing
you know
new
what I mean?
Content
all the time
to content your soul. So yeah, man, I want to shout out us.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Congratulations, well, ladies.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mariam, yourself?
Yes. Actually, the NAACP Image Awards happened this week. And I want to shout out one. That's an interesting one. So let's shout that out for us. Yes. But one lady in particular, one, her name is India Rhea Amatifio. I can't remember. I can never say her name. Mm. And she played Queen Charlotte.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I love her.
And she won an NAACP award. The reason why I want to shout her out is because I know her.
My
youngest son is an actor.
Yeah.
And when he was little, he was in The Lion King in the West End. And he played young Simba and she played young Nala.
Oh.
So I've watched India grow up and I've watched her do all different parts. She was in Sex Education, a couple of other things.
Mm.
And to see her just blow right up, win this part and blow up and just be amazing and win this award.
Brilliant.
I love her. So congratulations.
Like, I watched it a couple of times because I really liked it. But she is absolutely
brilliant. She's absolutely amazing. And a beautiful shout out to her mother, Nicola, as well, and her sister and her family. And congratulations, India. Love you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, well India. Yeah. Well done.
Love it.
Jods.
So for me, I'm going to shout out Kevin Morosky. He was actually a guest on our show a couple of weeks ago, so go back and watch that episode if you haven't seen it already. He's an all-round brilliant man anyway. Do you know what I mean? But he has a book out and it's called For Black Women Always, or Black Women Always, and it is number one in some of the Amazon charts. And so proud of him.
Definitely.
Really done a really good job. And
and cop that book. It is an amazing read. And like Kevin, as Oshade said, he's just a great guy all round.
Cool. Okay, guys, that's the end of the episode.
Short and sweet.
Very short and sweet. Thank you for watching. Make sure you boop that like button. Do it now if you haven't done it already. Do you know what I mean? And share this with like-minded people. Leave your comments. We do read as many of those as possible. We are going to be back here again next week talking all about our enemies of progress, people we need to get rid of, our welcome to the family, people that we love, and of course, some juicy dilemmas. Okay, guys, see you then.
Bye-bye. Bye.